I'm representing a company now that's doing something that's never been done. We've talked about it for 20 years, but it's never been done. We've figured out through plant biology and animal immunology how to put protective antigens in the germ cell of corn, grow the corn, grind the corn, and feed it to the pigs. Our first vaccine will be a PED vaccine. And we're going to feed that vaccine to pregnant females who are going to nurse the pigs and protect the pigs against PED. I have to thank a bunch of people in this space. Iowa State has been a huge partner. Multiple groups of folks at Iowa State. Everybody from ag engineering, virology department, diagnostic lab, and student interns are all part of this journey. And we rely on them heavily. We have a plant biologist, our savant scientist, for lack of a better term. He worked for Pioneer about 25 years ago, maybe 30. He figured out how to put stuff in germ cells of corn, and now he's figured out how to express it at high levels so it's immunologically competent. Our first product is a swine vaccine, PED, porcine epidemic diarrhea virus. And we're probably 18 months into a 2.5-year program to get a first license. And everything is on track. We did a recent fundraising. We raised a little over $11 million. And that's a really fun journey to hang out with people that have money and don't know anything about agriculture and convince them they should lend you money. That's probably necessary for a beer or two to go through that journey. But anyway, we have capacity to express all kinds of proteins. We've been successful at digestive enzymes. We've been successful at protective antibodies, fungal antigens and bacterial antigens. So this technology is pretty crazy. It's so crazy they talked me out of retirement because I'm back on the fast pace. This is a really interesting platform, and I want to talk about platforms only for a brief time. The reason that it's a very interesting platform is because we know that the mucosal lining of all mammals, most critters of all kinds, has a different immune response system. So when you feed in the water or in the feed antigens, the immune system that lines the intestinal system does some really, really different things than an injectable vaccine. And when you're dealing with a disease like PED, which is a virus that sort of disrupts the intestinal lining, that's kind of important. So we're looking at all kinds of things that no one else has looked at before. Forever and ever, those of us in the vaccine world looked at antibodies, IgG, IgA, IgE, to try and determine whether or not that's protective. But now we're looking at the entire other part of the immune system, T cells. I know this is deep science. At any rate, we're looking at the other side of the immune system. We're finding protective mechanisms that's going on there that we couldn't measure before. Thank you, COVID-19, for the science to help us do that. I couldn't be more excited about the ecosystem in this state. I graduated from Iowa State in 79. I've done all kinds of jobs. Couldn't dream this big. 65 countries later, 5 or 6 global jobs, a whole bunch of other stuff. This is a great place to be. Thank you.